I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, you already know, but I'm going to remind you again. It's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning. If you're just getting started, it's 7:39 a.m. Central Standard, 8:39 Eastern. And you know I always have to give you my report in the morning about driving in. And I know if you're on the road already, you know it is extremely foggy. And I don't know what's going on the interstate, but there's lots of traffic. And if you're from the country, those rural areas, you know, it's sugarcane time. And so there's lots of sugarcane trucks on the road. And so this morning, just the same as yesterday, I've got to remind you, please give yourself enough time to stay engaged. Slow down. Remember, we talked yesterday about the fog and the depth perception of when you're traveling in, especially you're in a hurry. You're trying to get there. You're trying to get the kids there. You're trying to get yourself there. You're trying to make sure everything is together and you're in a hurry. Well, on mornings like this, I don't care what happens. You cannot be in a hurry. So just go ahead and slow down. And if it's been one of those mornings, this is what I want you to do. I want you to stop for 30 seconds. I want you to take a deep, deep, deep breath. Fill your lungs. Hold it. And then just blow it out. Find your center. Find that place of calm. And tell yourself, you know what? I'm okay. It's okay. I'm going to tell you, this is a morning where school buses, school kids, and school zones is even more critical because your vision is not as clear because of the fog. So make sure that you help our bus drivers. Make sure that you're watching out for kids standing, in many cases, along roadsides waiting for the bus. Make sure that you're watching out for the crossing guards who are watching out for all of our kids and those resource officers trying to help our kids get in safely. So you know what? It's just a reminder. The South Traffic Circle, people are still barreling through it. You know what? That yield sign means you got to slow down. So listen, this is just good common sense stuff. Make sure that you remember that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. That means you got to go slow through them. You got to slow down. And then they resume again at 2 o'clock. Hey, everybody, it's Thursday. The week is near end. I hope that you've got your momentum by now. We hope that it's off to a wonderful start. We are super excited about the month and what it's going to bring and all of the great information that we're going to be sharing with you. And this morning is no different. We're talking about an important subject to every single family. You got to stay on point. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Hey, everybody, let me get a break. Stay with us, but we're back with more after this.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival!
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young, Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's now 7:49 Central Standard 8:49 Eastern, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. You know, we love this program, and we encourage you to share today by shaping tomorrow. If you're a senior that's 55 years old or older, and you want to volunteer, you want to get involved in a young person's life, and then you want to get paid for it all at the same time, well, you can phone 318-484-2260. That's 2260, 484-2260, and they'll tell you how you can be the change that you want to see in a young person's life. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hixonhasit.com, 24/7. You can log on, www.hixonhasit.com. And then our friends at First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Y'all, switching gears, this morning, we're talking about something that I believe is critical to so many families. And I want you to really listen this morning with your whole heart. And let me tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about addiction. And let me tell you what the statistics say. First of all, if you have had any experience with addiction, you know it is a complex disease. And what the studies show us is that it affects more than 40 million Americans, and 16% of the population ages 12, yes, moms, 12 and older. And then another 80 million people are at risk for using tobacco, alcohol, drugs. And they're at risk in ways that threaten their very lives. This morning, we're talking about the Louisiana Teen Challenge Program. And what that is, it's a program that's been started more than 3 decades ago down in New Orleans, Louisiana. And it is a center that really, really helps to feed the mind, the body, and the spirit. And it helps young people and people to recover from addiction. And this morning, here to talk about the wonders of Teen Challenge is Sarah Crockett. She's the public relations director for the Teen Challenge program, the Women's Center in Winfield, Louisiana. And we're also joined by my good friend, Denise Handy, who is a woman of God. She is on the battlefield of really intercession and being the change that she wants to see in the lives of the people that she loves and cares about through prayer. And her son is also a product of Teen Challenge. Ladies, good morning and
good
welcome.
Good morning.
You know, I want to start with you, Sarah, as we talk about this, and my family has been affected by addiction, as have many, many millions of Americans. And it's really, really critical because it starts at such an early age. And I want you to talk about, Sarah, first of all, tell our listeners what Teen Challenge is.
Okay. Miss Carlette was saying Louisiana Teen Challenge was started 30 years ago, yes, in New Orleans. But Teen Challenge as a whole was started over 50 years ago by David Wilkerson. A lot of people are familiar with him. He was a preacher in Pennsylvania. And he was disturbed. He wrote Crossing the Switchblade. Mm-hmm. And he was disturbed whenever he read a Life article of some gang members on trial for murder. And he went to New York City pursuing these young guys on trial for murder. And ended up being gang members, and he shared the hope of Jesus Christ with these guys, and that's when his true burden started for gang members, you know, drug addicts and stuff, but that was over 50 years ago.
Wow. And so now it has evolved into a movement that is really helping to save the lives of really thousands and thousands of young people.
Yeah, and actually Teen Challenge is a worldwide organization. Mm-hmm. There are teen challenges in over 100 different countries. In fact, I'm going on to a teen challenge in Mexico in less than a month.
So, wow.
In the United States, almost in every state, there is a teen challenge for men, women. They have centers for women that can bring their children so that moms can come get help and learn about Jesus with their children and learn how to be a good mom. But Louisiana Teen Challenge was started by Greg Dill over 30 years ago and has evolved. And we now have seven centers across the state, including a Women and Children's Center in Minden that is getting ready to have its grand opening any day now.
So. Absolutely. And so talk about, Sarah, your experience with Teen Challenge, because you too are a product of coming out of addiction. Let's talk about that.
Okay. I'll tell y'all just a little bit about my background. I was, I was raised in a normal household. What I thought was normal to me, it was normal. But
what did normal mean for you?
To me, normal meant, a drug-free household.
Mm-hmm. Both parents.
Yes, both parents. No abuse or anything like that. You
okay.
know. So I always say I don't have anything to blame my addiction on. But now I know it was a Jesus-sized hole in my heart that I was trying to fill with anything else. You
yeah.
know? But I moved around my whole life. My dad was in the military, and at about the age of 14, I had a twin sister. I fell into it. Basically just peer pressure. I wasn't raised around it or anything. And like y'all said, I started, just dibbling, with marijuana and different things.
At about 14?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Smoking cigarettes. And those decisions I made in high school led to a 15-year-long horrible addiction. Through my addiction, I still managed somehow to go to college, complete college.
Wow.
But what started with just recreational drug use turned into a pain pill addiction.
Do you remember when, Sarah, you switched from marijuana and just sort of casual, everybody thinks that, and even in today's society, young people feel like if you're smoking weed, that there's really nothing to it. Do you remember that moment when it switched from just smoking weed into the next thing, into pills or the next progression?
It's funny that you ask that, because my mom always says, a lot of people will dibble and drugs and experiment. But when did you decide to give your life to it? Because I gave my life to it.
Wow.
And, I can't really remember, but I do know that it just got to a point where if you start doing marijuana and cocaine and stuff like, or anything like that in high school, it's like you get numb to what's right and wrong. You know what's right and wrong, but I can't answer that. I don't know, but I do know that my care factor just became so low, and it gave me such a false sense of just
security.
Yeah, security, or just I could be somebody that I wanted to, it was just, and it just continued down that road, and
And so it continued, and it progresses. And then is there a time where you go from marijuana to pills to?
Yeah, and then it just kept getting darker and darker and darker for me as I continued to mask an inner.
I think Dr. Robin calls it, or one of our authors calls it, a hole in your soul.
Yeah.
Did you ever at any point figure out what that hole was about?
Well, as I continued in my addiction, I was just masking that old, that person that I was wanting to be, not knowing that there was a hole in my soul. I wasn't like raised in a church or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, I was blind to what my true deep inner being was longing for, And so as through my addiction, I ended up getting arrested in 2007 and continued to try to find myself in things, try to get sober, but only to find myself just as miserable, And after that long 15-year addiction and trying different things, trying this rehab and that rehab and medication and this and that, I ended up homeless in Florida, sleeping in my car. And it was like God drew me to cry out to him. It was like my last resort, really.
Do you remember that moment when you said, this God that maybe you had heard about?
Yeah.
and didn't really know if he was real or not. Do you remember that moment where you said, enough is enough?
I do. And I remember, like, in my car, just, and it was, it, I knew it was God because I didn't ever cry out to God. But I prayed that, if you're real, God, if you're there, if you're real, I'm through with myself. Please help me. And within a series of weeks, like, things were orchestrated, and I was on the phone with the actual director, our state director in New Orleans, getting me to Teen Challenge. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this God thing.
But at this point, you're not a teen any longer.
No. And Teen Challenge, that name is there because of David Wilkerson helping those teenagers a long time
but
ago.
But it's really bigger than just teens.
Right. In fact, we are not a teen program. We accept students, I think, from the age of 17 up. And we have students in all different age groups. Mm-hmm. So
you're in Florida. You're crying out to God. And then there's a series of just progression or divine appointments that probably happen in your life. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely, divine appointments. I don't believe in luck anymore. You know, I know that God has orchestrated that whole thing just to get me to Him. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, I came to Teen Challenge like a few weeks later, just willing and wanting a different way of life. And man, have I found a different way of life. I mean,
And before you talk about the different way of life, because, Denise, I think this is really, really apropos for those parents who struggle. When our kids struggle or someone that we love struggles, we all struggle. Let me get a break here. But when we talk about that, when we come back, we're going to talk about the struggles that families go through and how we can all heal together. Y'all, this is a critically important conversation. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. I know you're started by now. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:06 Eastern. And this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay in Play in Avoyelles Parish, also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, we're joined by Sarah Crockett. She is the Public Relations Director for Teen Challenge at the Women's Center in Winfield. We're also joined by my good friend Denise Handy, who her son is a product of Teen Challenge. And before we went to break, we were talking about the effects and really the ravages that addiction has, not just on the person in active addiction, but on the family. And Denise, before we get back to Sarah's story, I want to jump to you as a mom, as you see your son going through addiction and started probably, you said, around 14, 15 years old.
Yes.
And I want you to really go back, rewind in your mind, and remember, do you remember that moment or that span of time when you say something is going on with my son?
Well, first I want to say that addiction touches all homes, mm-hmm. whether because I was brought up in church, not saying that I necessarily lived that committed life all those years, but I knew the truth. I was in a Christian home. Mm-hmm. And my son, he was in church, mm-hmm. children's church. You know, when he was young, he knew the word.
Just the total opposite of
that's
Sarah.
Right. That's right.
So it really,
yes,
it can still affect
you. It can still, because I know, I mean, I've heard so many testimonies of even pastors, their children has gone through Teen Challenge, or they're addicts, and, you know, they've prayed for them. And,
absolutely.
And so you just never know, because that addiction, you know, the word says a thief, the enemy, the devil, has come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil will use anything to destroy our kids.
That's right.
Destroy people's lives. And I believe that drug addiction in any form is killing our kids, killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Is a darkness that they can't find their way out. And Jesus came, that's why he came, to set the captives free.
Mm-hmm.
And I think through Teen Challenge, they are doing what Jesus came to do, they're doing on earth.
Absolutely.
You know.
And you know, you're right, Denise. The thief comes to kill,
mm-hmm.
to steal, and destroy. And you know what? It's happening younger and younger.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's because the enemy can see
in the spirit realm, and he knows what God has in store for our kids.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why this conversation
he wants to destroy
is so
their lives,
critically
steal
important.
Their lives. Yes.
Absolutely. And so for those parents that may be going through this at this very moment, do you remember how you identified it?
Well, you know, I'm kind of like
Sarah.
Sarah, thank you very much. Thank you. I can't remember exactly the moment when, I don't know, because I'm telling you, Carlette, it was almost 15 years of, it was just horrible.
It was hell.
It was hell. It was turmoil. It mm-hmm. was darkness. It was lies. I never knew what I was coming home to. I mean, the thousands of dollars that, you know, I was in such a big time enabler, a mother, because mm-hmm. I was always trying to fix mm-hmm. my son instead of letting God fix him. But I wanted, and the money, you know, it was like, it was such a darkness that he went through. And I know that addiction, I know people don't wake up and say, oh, I'm going to be a drug addict.
Absolutely.
I love this life mm-hmm. because I look back and see him. It was a darkness. His whole
countenance,
it was horrible, but mm-hmm. it was always the lies. I mean, he was in jail two different times, equaling out for about 3 years. He had like 5 or 6 or 7 felonies against him.
Wow.
He went through rehabs.
And Denise,
you
talk
clinics.
About being an enabler, and a lot of people really, even if you're not familiar with the program and addiction, we know what that is. We enable our kids.
Yes.
Because, for so many reasons. And do you think that you were giving money to him so that he wouldn't be on the streets, so that he wouldn't be a product of?
Well, you know, every time you think it's going to be different this time,
mm-hmm.
and they lie, I mean, they mm-hmm. manipulate and lie, and it brings you in, you're thinking, okay, and mm-hmm. also, but it's like it was like I couldn't get any peace if I didn't give him the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say that because now, praise God, he's awesome and,
he's
you know.
He's free, but it's important
but
because
it went
somebody's
a,
going through
that's
this
right
now.
Because he, you know, my mom, he just literally drained her for almost of all her money. And, I mean, you know, us as a family, he would go to different family members and mm-hmm. everyone, we just kept giving him the money. But every time you would think, okay, this time, it's the truth.
Right.
This time he's telling me the truth, or this time this is going to be the last time, but it never was the last time. It just got worse and on and on. And then, and I just got to the point that I really thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown. And I got to the point that then I found out he was stealing, had stole checks from my mother and was writing.
I remember.
Checks.
Right.
And I said, this is it. I mean, this is it. Mm-hmm. Either you're going to get help, and go to Teen Challenge, or I'm going, you know, to the DA with this. And I felt like he knew that if this happened, he would have been in prison for a long time.
And that was sort of your breaking point.
That was my breaking point. And I remember, and he said, okay. And I believe the day we went to Teen Challenge, to us in Teen Challenge, I mean, he was messed up that day. And
meaning he was loaded.
He was loaded on something.
Well, but Denise, but before that, had he gone through treatment?
That's what I mean. He'd been in jail, boot camp at St. Gabriel, boot camp, jails.
And every time you
want
to think that this time is the time.
You know, methadone clinic. I mean, he went through all of that.
And so as a mom, Denise, and as your friend, I didn't see the many, you know, all those years before, but I saw some of those years, and we shared and we mm-hmm. prayed together. As a mom, how do you and when do you say, I'm going to stop enabling?
I don't know. I just can't. I mean, because I kept saying I wasn't going to do it again, and I kept doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to get to that breaking point to say, I'm not going to do it any longer.
Was there a guilt on your part about what did I do wrong? What did we do wrong?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, because, okay, going back, like I said, we were raised, me and my husband, we were, I mean, you know, in the ministry.
You were leaders in the church.
That's right. We were leaders in the church. And
was there a shame that came along with that?
Yeah, but
you were leaders in the church.
You know, this is kind of, and I'm not saying this is because everyone has a choice, but we were leaders in the church, serving the Lord, and this is what happens when you start getting away from the Lord. Things happened with me and my husband.
Right.
We divorced, and that kind of started where Derek just
started spiraling.
Yeah. I mean, started having trouble in school,
mm-hmm.
you know, dropped out of school. You know, it was just everything, one thing after another. So with my guilt, because I was the one that chose to leave and I shouldn't have never been in, that's another story. But anyway.
But you know what? And I don't want you to bypass that, because there are people that feel like, moms feel like, maybe if I would have done something different,
yes,
or I
yes.
left the marriage, and did I perpetuate
right.
this?
Well,
and it's really another lie from the devil to get you involved in shaming and
yeah.
blaming
yeah.
yourself.
And so what I did to, you know, I had left the marriage, and then I just kind of went away from the Lord, and I got into a darkness too.
Mm-hmm.
So I was out there doing things, partying and stuff like that. And then I started giving him just money
mm-hmm.
to
feed that,
to appease him,
mm-hmm.
like to try to make him happy, when I should have been there for him and helping him with his heartache, because heartbreak, because his family unit
mm-hmm.
was broken. And so,
and really, you know, really that's where it affects everybody.
Does,
and
yes.
then, you know, when one person is sick, the family becomes sick. Y'all, I got to get a break here. But
okay.
when we come back, we're going to talk about how all of these stories that seem so dark and so hopeless, how, boy, God has a way of making what the devil meant for evil, he'll turn it for good. And there is good. And we're going to tell you about the good side after this. Stay with us.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. If you're looking for the best channels, plus HD and great savings, Get Wired Satellites has the best wiring. And all you've got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. We want you to remember Amerigroup Real Solutions is the best in real solution for all of your family's healthcare needs. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, McDonald's of Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and Davis One Stop. If you're just joining our conversation this morning, we're joined by Sarah Crockett from Teen Challenge at the Women's Center in Winfield. We're also joined by Denise Handy, who her son and her family has benefited from Teen Challenge. And during the break, I was saying to the ladies that, you know, when we do these shows, I can feel in the spirit realm a quiet at certain times where people are listening and saying, you know what, that's happening to me and to my family. And the gentleman last week said it. He said, sometimes you want to quit, but you can't quit. And so, Denise, as we talked about your son's long years of addiction and pain and the pain that it causes the family, there was a moment where of clarity where you guys turned to Teen Challenge, which he wasn't a teenager. He was a full-grown man, and that's where hope lies as well. And he goes into the program, and this is the time that he turns his life around.
Challenge with everything that he had left in his life in two trash bags.
Wow.
And we walked in there, and that's when his life truly began, or the journey began to the rest of his life. And so now
five years later
he was a drug addict. Now 5 years later he's on staff with Rust and Ting Challenge. He's the director of Rust and Ting Challenge. God has done.
Praise God.
Oh, yeah. And now he's not in jail. He's going to the jails and preaching the gospel to the prisoners. So, you know, God is faithful. And don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Just keep praying for them and believing God, because that's why Jesus came, for the captives to be set free. And I just believe that Jesus, through Teen Challenge, saved my son's life, because he, you know, he was on the road to destruction, to death, you know. And that program, I mean, is they teach not only about the word and put instill the word of God into these guys and these women, but they teach them life skills. They teach them. He's grown into such a awesome man. I mean, they teach them taking responsibility. They teach them about life skills. They teach them how to be a mother and a father and a son, and and that way they equip them when they come out of the program to be able to live a life that God has ordained for them to live.
Absolutely.
Because I believe that, you know, God wants us to be successful in every part of our life. And that's what's so awesome about Teen Challenge.
Absolutely. And Sarah, we fast forward. Teen Challenge has made a world of difference in your life, and you're now really on the front lines of helping families and helping young women to live a better and a freer life. You know, talk about what Teen Challenge is doing right now in our community to bring people together to talk about this amazing program, the banquet that's coming up.
Okay. And I, like you said a minute ago, I feel like there are people listening. And I'm here to tell somebody today that there is hope. That there is hope in that mess that the addict has made in that life out there. And that there is hope, and that there is an end to what they're experiencing right now.
Because somebody feels like it's never going to end.
And that's how you feel. I can remember feeling like all I was ever going to be was a drug addict. So I can I know there's an addict listening or a mom listening thinking this is a mess that nothing can help, but there is hope for them.
And this mess has turned into both of your messages.
Absolutely.
And so let's talk about the banquet. It's the first annual Teen Challenge banquet. Let's talk about that in Alexandria and how people can get involved.
Okay. You know, I do public relations for our Women's Center, and we are having a banquet here in Alexandria. You know, our goal right now at the Women's Center is to let Alexandria know about Teen Challenge. We feel like this city, you know, has a need for it. We've met that need in New Orleans and Baton Rouge and Ruston and Shreveport and Monroe and now in Minden. And we're reaching out to Alexandria. And one of the ways we're doing that is this banquet that we're having. It's actually next month, this coming up Monday.
Okay.
And it's going to be powerful. We've got about 300 people there. You know, it'll be churches, businesses, city officials from Alexandria and Pineville. But what it's all about is going to be about 75 students in our program sharing about the grace of God on their lives. And they will, our choir will sing. It's a dinner banquet, but our choir will sing. Students will testify. Miss Denise is going to testify about what God has done in her life. But it is a fundraising banquet. I mean,
absolutely.
But our main goal, obviously, is to let Teen Challenge know. I mean, let this city and this area of Louisiana know about Teen Challenge, so that we can help in this area.
Absolutely. And you know, I really, really want to impress upon those people that have tried everything and maybe don't have the money to place their loved one in a place like Teen Challenge. And it's called Teen Challenge, but they're helping people really of all ages, that this is why the fundraiser is critical, because they're not asking people for money to help them. Talk about that. That's really, really important.
Absolutely. And our state director takes pride in that, because and most teen challenges are the same way, but ours in the state of Louisiana, you know, after a 15-year addiction, your parents don't want to pay or your loved ones don't want to pay.
Or they're tapped out.
They're tapped out and they're done. And that's what I love about Teen Challenge is we don't not accept somebody because of money. In fact, the year program is a free program.
So it is a year's program.
It is a year-long, 12-month program. And it is free to our students. There is a one-time fee of $750.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't refuse people because of lack of funds. That's something that we always can work with.
Absolutely.
We take people in right off the streets, and we don't care about that.
And that's why this particular fundraiser is important, because they are helping people who have no means, whose parents are tapped out,
yeah.
who they don't have any place else to go. And this is a program that is literally a life-changing program.
Yes.
And so it's going to be at the Psy Convention Center. Give the time and the date and how people and what the cost of the tickets
okay.
are.
Okay. It's at the Psy Convention Center on Monday. It's this coming Monday, October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And the registration is at 6, and it starts at 7. The tickets are required, and they're $40 a piece, mm-hmm. and it's or $300 for a table of 8. Mm-hmm. And if you are interested in coming to the banquet or even just to get to know a little bit more about Teen Challenge,
mm-hmm.
I'll give the number to our Women's Center because that's where they can get in touch with me.
Absolutely.
But the number there is 318-648-1100.
One more time.
318-648-1100.
Mm-hmm.
And so if anybody out there is interested in coming to the banquet, you can call and ask for me or Cindy
mm-hmm.
at that number. And if you're just wanting to know more information about Teen Challenge, they could also call that number. That's our Women's Center number.
Absolutely. And give the website where people can connect, Sarah.
Okay. And then the website where you can find all the different centers all mm-hmm. across the state is www.LouisianaTeenChallenge.com.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I just really want to impress upon people that age is really not a criteria. If you have found yourself or your young person struggling, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity for you to come out of shame, especially those people. We live in what I call the epicenter of the Bible Belt, where there's churches on literally every corner and mothers and fathers that are praying for their young people to come out of addiction, to come out of the pain. And as we all have testified, when one person is addicted in the family, it's almost as if the entire family is prey to that addiction. And so this morning, if you have been looking for a way to break free, this banquet, first of all, is the first good start where you can go in and you can see young people, young men and young women, very much like the your children, the community, that have gone in and have been able to change their lives. And Denise, you see that. And when I looked at Derek's picture on the website, and I said, you know, look at what the grace and the glory of God mm-hmm. has done and how it has changed his life, mm-hmm. where you thought, you know, he may not even make it to 30 years old.
Right.
You
yeah.
know?
Yes.
But he is here, and he is testifying, and he is the change in so many lives. And there are centers literally throughout the state. For our listeners in Monroe, there's a center there. For our listeners in Shreveport, there's a place there. And coming here to Alexandria to open up the whole idea of changing lives. So, Sarah, before we've got to let you guys go, what are your last words? I'll give each of you, you know, last words before we got to wrap up.
I would just maybe leave with a scripture, but you know, God is in the miracle making business. He does the impossible mm-hmm. in lives, and he's done mm-hmm. the impossible in my life and the impossible in Miss Denise and Derek's life. But
or what you thought and what your right. parents thought were impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in Matthew 19:26, it says, with man, this is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But with God, mm-hmm. all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
And all things are possible with God. And there is a chance, and there is a hope, and there is something worth saving
mm-hmm.
in that addict on the street mm-hmm. or addict, you know, stealing from their parents or whatever,
mm-hmm.
because their answer is God, and it's not impossible.
And I love what you said maybe during the break, Sarah. You said, my mom saw something in me worth saving. Mm-hmm. And sometimes parents can get so tired that we wonder if there is a place of savior for our kids. But she was able to endure. And what people haven't known through this conversation is that you have a twin sister, mm-hmm. and times two. Mm-hmm. So you both were addicted. Mm-hmm. And so the hardship of that on your family was not one, but two times removed. Mm-hmm. And they stood, and you guys, and you were saying that you got clean, but then your sister was still mm-hmm. in active addiction.
Yes, ma'am.
And you, but at that moment, you felt like as close as you had been, there was no connection.
Right.
And how did you bring her in, so to speak? Do you remember?
You know what? And it didn't even take any words. Once I had came to Teen Challenge and given my life over to Christ, I had the peace of God. Mm. And I didn't even have to say anything to her. When she came to see me, she knew that there was something different about me and wanted what I had. Mm-hmm. In fact, she said, whatever it is about you, that's what I want.
Wow.
And that was the answer. And it is the answer. Mm-hmm. It'll always be the answer. Mm-hmm. And it's Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so now she has been sober over 2 years, mm-hmm. living for the Lord.
Wow.
You know, it's testimony after testimony. I want to give you one statistic about Teen Challenge.
Absolutely.
Regular rehabs, you know, that use the AA and NA program, which I believe that those do mm-hmm. well, their success rate is like 6%.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very promising.
It really isn't.
And that's scary, really. But Teen Challenge has an 86% success rate. And we all know why.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of this or because of that. It's because Jesus is the main center of our program, and we know that that's the answer.
Absolutely. So. And I want to just really encourage those people that have tried and tried and tried, and moms or dads that are listening are saying, I've tried everything. And you know, the people on the other side, Denise, the thing that we ask is this one proverbial question: why is this time going to be any different? And you say what to that?
Because like what Sarah said, it's the truth. Because the true answer to anyone's life for to be saved or delivered or healed is Jesus. You know, in Isaiah 61, it said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring the mm-hmm. good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, mm-hmm. to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. That's why Jesus came. And I believe when I've always said this since Derek's been in the program, that when I see this scripture,
mm-hmm.
I see a picture of this scripture, well, beside it, I see a picture of Teen Challenge.
Wow.
Because Teen Challenge, through God, they're doing what Jesus came to do here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believed it was a divine appointment for my son. I knew that this program, because he'd went through all the other programs,
mm-hmm.
jails, all the other programs, clinics.
And thousands of dollars.
I knew this was the answer.
Mm-hmm.
This is the answer. You know, what is that old song that Jesus is the answer mm-hmm. for the world today?
Uh-huh. Why are you laughing, Sarah? Yeah, absolutely.
Hello,
absolutely.
That's the answer.
That is the answer.
That is the answer. And I'm telling you, and I have such a
burning.
I have a heart mm-hmm. for the addicts and for the mothers mm-hmm. because where I work, I have so many ladies that are my customers and my friends that I've prayed for their children. Mm-hmm. I come in contact with so many mothers and I'm praying for them and I'm praying and I'm telling you, it's like, that's the answer. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the answer to the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if a program doesn't have that bottom line.
That's right.
It's that solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, when the storms mm-hmm. and all the storms and the mm-hmm. winds.
Y'all, what y'all hear is her
hands.
Her hands, clapping her hands. That's
when the storms come and the winds come and everything else that's coming in this world.
Because it's coming.
It's coming. Mm-hmm. It comes. If you don't have that solid foundation, mm-hmm. the house is going to fall.
Absolutely. So, and I just want to encourage people, and I said this during the break, those people that even those moms that may be a little bit angry at God, and sometimes as believers we get so holy that we can't say, you know what, golly, I'm mad with God because, mm-hmm. God, I have been faithful. I have prayed. Yes. I have stayed on my knees for this child, mm-hmm. and I'm not seeing any change. That Sarah, as a daughter and as a sister, both addicted, and Denise as a mother.
And I prayed for years. I mean,
And me as a wife and a sister who prayed for years. And I know I got indignant and I got angry. And I said, God, you know, what is the deal? You know, and there's so many people that are tired and feel like, okay, you say pray, well, I've done that. You say speak these scriptures, okay, I've done that. Nothing has happened. Well, you know what? That's why we call it, you know, push. Pray until something happens. Mm-hmm. And we believe that Teen Challenge is such an incredible, viable program that is a mixture of what people need to get free, but also puts God first,
yeah.
and shows himself big in so many people's lives and so many young people and even people on into their 30s and older. Teen Challenge, mm-hmm. is helping, and it's called Teen Challenge simply because it started with teens. But there is hope for a good end. And you know what, Denise, I thank God for you and for the people that you're ministering to on your job and praying for. And sometimes on jobs, we know that can be touchy.
Yeah.
You know, we've taken prayer out of everything, and we don't want prayer on the job, and don't do this and don't do that. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, there is a mother out there. There is a wife out there. Mm-hmm. There is a sister out there that just simply can't pray.
Yeah. That's right. Yes.
You get
yes.
to that point you where, get, you know what? You don't know what to pray for anymore.
Yeah. I've been there, done that. I got to where I just, you know, you get to the point you don't have words to say.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to give it to God and say, God, I don't know what to say anymore. But it's only through his help, you know. And you get to that point, and God's got a good plan for our children. And Jeremiah 29:11, I prayed over that for Derek. You know, God's plans and thoughts toward us are for welfare and peace and not of evil, to give us a future and a hope.
Last words. Well, you know what? Sarah Crockett, Denise Handy, you guys are incredible.
Woo-hoo!
And
Hallelujah!
You are a testament. That's it. That, you know what? What the devil meant for evil, God will turn it for your good, amen. And your family's good. And we encourage you to support this movement, Teen Challenge. And we're going to give you the number, and we're going to give you the information. Hey, ladies, thank you so much for your courage.
Thank you, Marlette.
For your courage and the grace. Hey, we got to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
Credit Union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear, I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, the morning has wound down. But let me just say that, you know, this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we really, really need your help in all of our outlets at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Davis One Stop, Southern Heritage Bank, McDonald's in Pineville. Please go out and support as we try to raise money to be the change that we want to see in our communities. The race is literally just days away. It's on the 19th. Please go to the website at www.komenacadiana.org. You can register for our team. It's On Point Talk /Sylvia's. It's going to be an incredible time. We're going to tell you more and more about the race, more about how you can get involved in the next several days coming up. The week has, for me, it has flown by. And I just want to say, listen, call us at our office at 318-445-5658 if you have questions about registration. People are coming in or we're doing it on the phone, helping you to get through it. And let me just apologize to maybe all of those people that have sent me emails or text messages or you have tried to call me. Well, I am so old school that I am still, or was as of yesterday, still using the BlackBerry and not the new BlackBerry. And so my phone has literally been inactive for a very, very long time. So today I have come into the light, into the new world with this new phone. And please forgive me again. I'm going to apologize in advance because I don't know how to operate it. So hopefully I can answer it when it rings. But so, you know, technology is something. So I want to thank again Sarah Crockett and Denise Handy for their courage and their willingness to come on and share their experiences, their life, and their hope with us all. And I want to thank you guys because we felt you listening. We felt the calm and the steel. And we want you to know this morning that there is hope. So thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. And also remember, tomorrow is Real Women, Real Talk, and it promises y'all to be a great conversation. So don't forget to join us for that. Again, thank you so much. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow for Real Women, Real Talk.
You've been On Point Talk.